My name is Full Metal Jackie. Very happy to say that on the show with us this evening, we have Geezer Butler. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We're celebrating Black Sabbath, The End, which is out now. And amazing documentary, obviously documented the final Black Sabbath show and a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that was really just truly amazing to watch. And the new live DVD and CD, you know, as I said, it documents the last show. When did the finality of that night actually resonate with you?
Wasn't until a couple of weeks after, because we went into a studio as well to lay down five tracks that were missing from the live CD, and it wasn't until I got home that the whole thing sunk in that that was it.
Full Metal Jackie, Geezer Butler with us. Black Sabbath's The End DVD is out there. I'm giving away copies on the contest page of FullMetalJackieRadio.com. Right now I've got new music for you from Corrosion of Conformity. Next week they're going to be putting out a new album called No Cross, No Crown. This is Cast the First Stone. It's Full Metal Jackie, Geezer Butler with us on the show tonight, talking about Black Sabbath, The End, the DVD which is out now. And Black Sabbath started as four kids in a working class city and wound up making an immeasurable impact on popular music. Does humility make it hard to acknowledge what you did?
I'm not sure it's humility. I think it's because we were put down, so we were like disregarded by the critics for so long in the 70s that we started to believe them in the end. And then it wasn't until like the 80s and the 90s, bands like Metallica and Anthrax, bands like that, started citing us as the influence that we sort of started believing ourselves again.
Geezer Butler with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Still to come this hour, music from Pantera. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. New music from Electric Wizard coming up. And more with Geezer next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Geezer Butler is our guest on the show this evening. People grow. Music changes. It's inevitable, especially over the course of a long history like Black Sabbath. But thinking about the new DVD and that final show, what always remained constant about playing with Tony and Ozzy?
I think it's just sort of playing with them. It's because we grew up together and we're all friends together. It's almost like a psychic experience with each other. We sort of know what's going to happen next. And I don't know, it's totally different when I play with Tony and Ozzy and Bill to anybody else. It's sort of, we all know what we're going to do next kind of thing without talking about it.
It's Full Metal Jackie, still to come tonight. Got new music from Tribulation and Watain. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta is coming up next. And of course, we'll have more with our guest, Geezer Butler. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Geezer Butler on the show with us tonight. The final Black Sabbath tour was pretty extensive, 81 shows around the world over the course of a year. What have you been doing since then to decompress, not only from the tour, but also all the years being in the band?
I haven't been doing much, to be honest. I've been traveling a lot around Europe and around North America, just as a tourist. And I've been getting, we recently moved into a new house, so I've been getting that set up. And that's it, really.
Geezer Butler with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Black Sabbath's The End DVD is out in stores now. I've got a copy to give away on the contest page of FullMetalJackieRadio.com. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Black Label Society, New Watain, and of course music from Black Sabbath. More with Geezer Butler up next. Full Metal Jackie, Geezer Butler with us. The Black Sabbath story has so many twists and turns. What's the most important lesson you learned from all your years with the band?
Oh, my most important lesson, just to stay true to the music that you're making. I mean, we've seen lots of trends come and go, but we've always stuck to what we believe is the true Sabbath sound, and I think that's really important to do. I think once you lose your identity, then you lose your following.
It's Full Metal Jackie Geezer Butler with us. Quick break. Up next, we'll check out new music from Black Label Society. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal Jackie Geezer Butler with us tonight. We're talking about Black Sabbath's The End, which is out now. And The End was the final Black Sabbath tour. What's the likelihood of any one-off shows or studio work in the future?
Not very likely at all. I think Ozzy's going out on his farewell tour, so that'll be him doing touring for the next 2 or 3 years. So I don't think there'll be any chance of doing any one-offs or anything like that, which I'm fine with. You know, I think we went out on a high, and it's best not to drag it out.
And is there anything that you have in the works on your own?
Well, I've got like 10, 15 years worth of ideas and riffs and stuff like that that I've written over the years, but they're all on my different computers and stuff, so I've been archiving all the ideas that I've had. And maybe next year I'll put them together and hopefully put out another album.
Awesome. Well, good luck with all things to come, and it was such an honor to have a chance to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Music from Iron Maiden and Nuwatane up next.